back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show is on the air on WNOV 860 AM and W293CX 106.5 live in Milwaukee. So happy you've joined us today. The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.com is your destination for all things gardening. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and 965 plus videos and a whole lot more. Well, in past years, if you've known somebody who's gardened or you've gardened yourself, you probably have planted too much zucchini, or you thought, I need more, and you've planted way too much, and people give you zucchini, and you know, people who you thought you loved and loved you, and they just keep giving you more zucchini. So we're going to go over several ways in which you can
just hide it, you know, on their front porch.
Your car because people set bags of zucchini inside. That was the old joke down where I'm from. People would lock their car doors because otherwise they come out in the morning, there'd be bags of zucchini in the front seat from the neighbors. So we're going to go over some things here in which you can do with this zucchini that you may not be aware of, that you can utilize it and actually use everything that you've got and what people are willing to give you. So what are some things here in which we can do to the zucchini?
So one thing you can do that is a little bit, I guess you could say, different is zucchini relish. Many people, when they think of relish, they think of cucumber relish. But we made zucchini relish. We made it for a few years. Actually, I won at the state fair with that recipe something as well. So
we don't do cucumber relish. No. We simply do zucchini relish because I think it is a much better flavor. And you can take those zucchini or those cucumbers and make pickles out of them. And no matter what size zucchini you have, you can make relish.
If you have a ginormous zucchini, generally you don't want to eat a lot of that. I mean, it's good. It's fine. But it does have kind of more, some people think of a woodier taste.
Stringier, woodier.
Yeah. So if you got, you know, all of a sudden you find the zucchini that's been hiding under the leaves, you can make relish out of it. And I brought some to work this past week. We had a little potluck, and people were like, that's really good relish. And I said, you know, it's made with zucchini. No way. So, you know, impress your friends and family, I guess.
Zucchini bread. People think it'll be, you know.
That's one. Yeah, that's another one. I've even heard people sneaking it into brownies for their kids. Now, I'm a brownie purist. I wouldn't call those brownies. Maybe you could call them, like, chocolate zucchini bars or something. But that is an idea. There's lots of recipes online for different things that you can, vegetables and things you can add into other things so that you have use of them.
But yeah, the zucchini bread, people will swear that it's banana bread.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea. So that's another way you can sneak it in. Now, we've never done this with the pie, the zucchini pie. Now, what we were told by an older lady, and usually people who are older are much wiser than we are.
And I think she learned it from the Amish, right?
Well, I don't know that.
I don't know either. I'm pretty sure that's what she said. But anyway, zucchini pie instead of apple pie. So what you do is you would peel the zucchini.
You do everything you normally would with an apple pie.
You would seed it.
Yeah.
And you have the same amount of zucchini versus apples. And I think you cook it down a little bit, perhaps, like you would with an apple pie. And then you bake it like an apple pie, and you flavor it with cinnamon and sugar and all that. And people say that they don't know the difference.
So if you know, they've got a lot of zucchini, you can make zucchini pie and say it's apple pie, and nobody will know the difference.
Bring it to work.
Yeah. that'll be another thing that you can do to hide that. Now, obviously, you can just fry this up, pan fry it, cut the zucchini in slivers.
And Joey makes a really delicious stuffed zucchini.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I want to talk about the – I grew up on fried zucchini, which means you cut the zucchini in quarter-inch slices, dices, or chips, coat it in egg, roll it in cornbread, and then fry it in the pan.
Cornmeal.
Yeah, and fry it in the skillet until it got brown on both sides, and we ate it that way. Now, Holly, you do not like that whatsoever.
No, I don't really like cornmeal. That's the problem.
Okay, so it's not the zucchini, it's the corn.
No, so maybe if we fried it in something else.
So I had to get to you on the radio show in order to find out the root cause of why you don't like fried zucchini.
I don't think you ever asked.
Oh, okay. So that's one way, and maybe many of you, that's the way you grew up, and that's the way you proceed. You process your zucchini. You fry it in the pan. Now, the stuffed zucchini, you slice it down the center, long ways. You seed it so you have little canoes of zucchini, and then you can stuff it with sausage, cheese, peppers, other vegetables, and you grill that, or you put it in the oven for, 30 minutes or whatever, and then it's just this giant log of goodness of all your flavors and seasonings and fruits and inside that zucchini half log. And, you know, based on the size of your zucchini, you, again, don't want the baseball size. You want a good, you know, 8, 9, 12-inch zucchini so you have plenty of of meat there or fruit or a vegetable in that you can bake down and actually have, you know, if something to put it in. Because if you just have a little 4-inch zucchini, you don't have no place to put your sausages, your peppers, and all that seasoning. So stuffed zucchini, that's another way to go about doing it.
If you have a lot, you can donate to a local food bank. This is something you may want to find out ahead of time, but they get a lot of non-perishable items. They would probably appreciate some produce. Some people will even plant an extra row for the food bank, things like that, so that is an idea as well.
Or if you just, you know somebody who lives that used to garden that doesn't garden anymore, you know these people, and when you bring them fresh produce, even if it's just a little bit, it reminds them of days gone by.
Right.
So that's another thing. Let's talk about the canning.
The zucchini noodles, or they're also known as zoodles. So this is a new, somewhat newer
thing. This is a vegan vegetarian type of dish.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
it's low carb.
Low carb, okay. Mm-hmm.
You can put meat on it. That's fine. You can put meat on anything.
But what you're doing is you're substituting the noodles.
Yes, and so it's low carb.
For the zucchini spirals.
You can cook those noodles or you can eat them raw.
How do you make the noodles, the zucchini into the noodles?
You can buy a fancy, like, spiralizer tool, or you can just take your vegetable peeler and keep peeling until there's no more zucchini left. And then you have more, it's not necessarily noodles, but it's kind of noodly. So that's an option.
And you cook it down until it gets, or do you eat it raw?
Some people eat it raw, some people cook it.
And they put spaghetti sauce or whatever the case is on it, or
whatever you want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's another way to make zucchini noodles.
Or zoodles.
Zoodles. And you can also pickle the zucchini, which we did.
We did that, and I think it got really mushy. They were good, but I think that if you did refrigerator pickles, that would be better.
Well, also, we did like 12 quarts, and we didn't know if we liked them or not. And this was like 6 years ago, and we found out we didn't like them. And we had 6, 7, 8 quarts. We had a lot of pickles that we didn't enjoy eating. So another thing. Now, what we do enjoy eating that we canned is mock zucchini.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
It's mock pineapple.
Mock pineapple.
You peel the zucchini, you seed it, and then you chop it up into squares.
Cubes.
Thank you. You could possibly, I'm sure, do like what's it called? Like circles. So that's what we did, and you cook it with a little bit of pineapple juice and some sugar, and it's delicious. Tastes just like pineapple.
And you can it, and you would never ever guess that it was zucchini,
right?
Because you've infused that pineapple juice into the zucchini itself, and it's just phenomenal. And that's what you can do with all your extra zucchini is turn into pineapple, mock pineapple. So is there anything else we need to cover? That's a short list of a bunch of things in which you can do with zucchini that you probably didn't know you could do with zucchini. And the shelf life on a zucchini, if you harvest it today, you've got 2-3 weeks before it needs to be process, but obviously the sooner you eat it, process it, the better it is for you.